We'll have milder weather to start the week. After an inch and a half of snow and some ice in the Quad Cities over the weekend, 3 inches in Dubuque. Today, a high near 38. Pretty much the same tomorrow. At least one death in eastern Iowa is blamed on the winter storm. A westbound semi-trailer crashed on a slick Interstate 80 east of Iowa City Saturday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says roads were completely covered in ice when the semi left the road and overturned, killing a passenger in the truck. The Iowa legislature convenes today with Republicans in the majority and positioned to set the agenda for another year. Leaders say topics will likely include tax policy, finding more workers to fill jobs, and funding education and health programs. The state's financial condition is good, with a surplus of nearly $300 million. Questions about the environment, education, climate change, and restorative justice were the focus for a candidates' forum in Davenport yesterday. And attendees heard from Democrats Bernie Sanders and John Delaney, plus Republican and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh.
I'm going to say that right now the Democrat Party is awake, they're engaged, they're educated, they're having a spirited debate about where they are as a party. My party, the Republican Party, is a cult. It is not a Republican Party. It is a party full of people right now that do whatever that guy in the White House tells them to do.
Walsh also won praise from the liberal-leaning audience for his answers, very similar to those of Sanders and Delaney. The forum is sponsored by Gamaliel of Illinois and Iowa, a social justice organization with affiliates in 14 states. Unity and the salvation of the United States are the stakes in this year's presidential election, according to former Secretary of State John Kerry, who told Iowa voters in Davenport on Saturday as he campaigned for Joe Biden that President Trump was reckless to walk away from the nuclear deal that Kerry and the Obama administration had negotiated with Iran. And in light of the events over the last week, Kerry says Trump's decisions put U.S. security on the line, and whether we went to war depended on the choice of another country.
We need somebody with his thoughtfulness, his strategic thinking about this. When President Clinton was slow to come to the awareness, we had to do something about the bombing and the ethnic cleansing that was taking place in the Balkans. It was Joe Biden who day after day stood up and kept pushing the administration and calling us to conscience. And ultimately, we did get involved and we made peace. Joe Biden made that happen.
Kerry also says the whole world will be watching as Iowa voters go to the caucuses in less than a month. Republicans in Rock Island County are concerned about election returns. Michelle O'Neill explains.
GOP members Bob Hartley, Bill Long, and Russell Crist have been poll-watching for years, and they've asked the Rock Island County Clerk to take extra measures to ensure this year's election results are secure and can't be tampered with. Crist says 5 days before an election, the clerk's office holds a mock election to demonstrate how voting machines and tabulators work. It also shows how the computer memory cards are sealed with tape to prove no one has tampered with them. But he says that demonstration is only for the mobile equipment used at polling places around the county.
Our concern is that the machines that are in the county clerk's office, there's eight of them, or has been eight of them, and on the night when they close down those machines, there is no security on those machines. None.
They checked with the Illinois State Board of Elections, and the clerk's office is following the law and is not required to use seals on the equipment located in the Rock Island County building. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
It's the next step in the study of a major roadway in the Illinois Quad Cities. Tonight, a consultant will present its preliminary recommendations for the Illinois 92 corridor that connects Rock Island, Moline, East Moline, and Silvis. Gina McCullough, planning director for the Bi-State Regional Commission, says the goal of the study is to find better ways to connect the neighborhoods and cities along the nearly 10-mile route.
Where are the congested intersections? Are there better ways that we can allow people to cross that corridor? If one way is in a couple of places, and is there a better way to do it as a two-way facility?
The Illinois 92 Corridor Workshop will be held at the Moline Police Department tonight from 5:30 till 7 p.m. Well, the Packers advanced to the NFC Championship game against the 49ers after beating the Seahawks 28-23, while the Chiefs advanced to the AFC Championship game against the Titans following a 51-31 win over the Texans. Clemson and LSU play for the College Football Championship tonight. The Augustana men's basketball team beat Milliken yesterday, 83-58. The women's team lost, 75-71. The Bulls are at Boston tonight. The Storm lost to Peoria 3-2 Friday night before Saturday's game was canceled due to potentially bad weather. And in tennis, Madison Keys finished second over the weekend in the Brisbane International Tennis Tournament.